For the past decade, the members of Fleetwood Mac have dropped in and out of the group. Their new CD, Say You Will, is lacking core member Christine McVie, but rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's first collection of new material in 8 years still includes some first-rate music.
The thing about Fleetwood Mac at this point in the band's existence. I think you have to decide whether or not you're committed to being a fan of Lindsey Buckingham's, to put up with the waywardness of his interests and his eccentricities. This is a guy, after all, who called one of his solo albums Go Insane. But the upside is, he's one of the most creative eccentrics to ever front a mainstream pop act. Putting up with the weird and the wayward also gets you the concise and the cutting. Thus, on his new album, he can include a 6-minute freak out, such as a song called Come, which is also balanced by a terrific piece of pop craft like this.
What's the world coming to? What they say isn't true. You can't plant no seeds where there's only.
The next thing to address about Fleetwood Mac is where you stand on the absence of Christine McVie, who not only provided this band with many of its strongest, most surgingly strong vocals, but also wrote or co-wrote hits like Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. I'd say she's sorely missed here, but then again, there are mitigating factors on Say You Will, such as Stevie Nicks' writing of the title song, which began this review, and a vibrant tune such as Throwdown. Now granted, you can't be a sensible person and accept everything Stevie Nicks spins out. On this album, her song about September 11th is self-absorbed even for Stevie, which is really saying something. And when you write, record, and then decide to include a song that Nicks has written about what a tough time Sheryl Crow has had in her career, you really have to worry anew about the entire group's connection to reality.
She was a silver girl, lost in a high-tech world. She was a golden girl, immersed in a hardcore world. She would have preferred the last generation, but that's all right. She's on her way. She had the mind. She was Lady Love.
I perversely love that couplet, "Those papers she never signed, sometimes she remembers," which seems to sum up the way rock musicians from ages past to the present have too often dealt with business matters, which is to say, naively, if not stupidly. All in all, though, this is certainly the best Fleetwood Mac album since Tango in the Night, and I'm still holding out for another Lindsey Buckingham solo album for some all-stops-out creative peculiarity. Maybe with Mick Fleetwood drumming on a few tracks. And maybe with Stevie around for a few harmonies. And maybe Christine could come out of retirement to chime in here and there.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Say You Will by Fleetwood Mac. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.